Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Next Saturday, we'll see the state funeral for Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. And his son, Ben, has created a commemorative broadcast titled Remembering Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, a family tribute with Ben Mulroney. It'll be aired on the Full Chorus radio network. I've had the pleasure to get to know Ben a little bit over the last few months, and he joins us. Ben, deepest condolences to you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I appreciate it. It's a tough time, but I think my dad would be smiling down knowing that we're all doing it together.
You know, one of the greatest gifts in life is to have a loving and nurturing father. And to people I've talked about, high profile, and since your father's death, have said to me that he was really known to them as being a great husband and a great father. So what was it like to grow up as the son of the most visible man in Canada who happened to be your dad?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing, Roy. When you don't have a point of reference by which to judge that your father is doing something different than everybody else, and then to you, your life is as normal as anybody else's. And so, I knew he was busy. I knew he was important. I knew he was juggling a lot of priorities, but I never felt that that I played second fiddle. I never felt, and I think I could speak comfortably for my siblings as well. We always felt that our dad was there for us. Now, didn't mean he was going to make it to every baseball practice or to every piano recital, but that really wasn't what it was about. It was about feeling that we could count on him, feeling that when the things that were important to us were important to him, learning from him, laughing with him, singing with him, all those things. And he checked every one of those boxes every day.
Yeah. Can you tell us about how you created the special broadcast, Remembering Brian Mulroney, a family tribute with Ben Mulroney? How did you do that? It's a difficult time.
Yeah, it sort of came together organically, Roy. I was in Florida with my siblings and my mother and a few family friends, many of whom worked with my father through most of his two terms, and I think we were trying to put the trying to get all of the details organized for not just. Getting his casket, but also organizing the state funeral. And that's not really my strength. And I think somehow in one of the myriad conversations we were having, an idea of chronicling a more intimate detail of who he was and how he mattered to people came up. And I floated the idea past Mike Ben Dixon from Chorus, who... I'm sure he had to go up the chain, but it felt like he greenlit it immediately. And we went to work. I'd already asked a few people, sent a trial balloon out to see if there would be an appetite for it. And I had an immediate yeses from some pretty heavy hitters, including President Bush and President Bill Clinton. They said yes immediately. And so when I told Mike, I said, look, I think we could get some really interesting people to come talk about Dad in a way that you probably haven't heard them talk before and on this subject. And so we went to work, and I think we're putting the finishing touches on it right now.
You know, that speaks so much about your father, about how many people are willing to share their thoughts and share their memories. Let me play one of a very well-known Canadian who had this to say.
I remember in 1987, we were playing the Canada Cup, and it was one of those tournaments that sort of just grew and got legs and got more exciting. And we lost game one in Montreal, and then we won game two in overtime. And so it set up for game three. And during the last three games, we played in Hamilton. And I remember saying to Mike Keenan, the coach, listen, I'm 20 minutes to the arena. Can I just stay at my mom and dad's house? And he said, absolutely. So we were getting ready, game three in the afternoon. And in those days, it was house phones, basically. And the phone rang. It was your dad's chief of staff. And he said, Mr. Gretzky, the prime minister would like to talk to you and wish you good luck. And I said, well, absolutely. I said, I'm just getting dressed. Can you call back in like 10 minutes? So I had it all set up, and he called back in 10 minutes. And I said, Dad, you better get the phone. And he's standing there, and I could just see his jaw dropping more and more, and his eyes getting bigger and bigger. And he's looking at me. He goes, can you believe the Prime Minister of Canada is calling me? And I looked at him. I said, I think he's calling for me. I'm playing the game tonight. He goes, oh, yeah.
That's such a great story. That, of course, number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
He stepped up. He took my mother and me to dinner in Florida right before we came home. We had a wonderful dinner with him and Janet. And he, you know, my mom told us after the meal, she said, he's such a wonderful man. From the moment we sat down to the time I left, I didn't feel sadness. It was pure joy sitting with him. And so then he told me, he said, if there's anything I can do, if I can help, he'd like me on your special. And so many people wanted to have stories to tell, because that's something that is coming out as the stories and the tributes to my father coming out. There's a consistent theme by people from all walks of life, which is that he cared about people. He cared enough to remember the important moments in their lives. He cared enough to take time out of his life when things weren't going well for them, to let them know that they had a friend in him, that he was thinking about them. And not everybody does that. And certainly not every person who's as busy as my dad was did that. And so I think that's worthy of a tribute.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times, Ben, about your dad, but he was so personable. And I got to meet your father. I've told the story a couple of times in a 1 hour one-on-one interview in 1991 in Toronto in a hotel room. And he was so gracious and welcoming. It took me a few minutes to remember. I wasn't there for a social call. I was there to ask questions of the Prime Minister of Canada, but he was so disarming. I enjoyed the conversation so much.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you've told me before that you've interviewed him. You interviewed him a number of times.
Yeah, I did have the chance to interview him a number of times. He was always so gracious. First anniversary of 9/11. We were broadcasting out of New York on the Chorus Network. He was the first guest, and he was just so compassionately engaged with Americans and with Canadians. It made a huge, huge impact. I don't want to become too personal, Ben, but could you share a memory about your father and his relationship with you? Would that be all right?
I'll tell you, every time he would take us to a Montreal Canadiens game, every single time he would insist that we wear Blazers. And the reason was because when he was a kid, he would listen to the Montreal Canadiens games on the radio from Baie-Comeau. And he would imagine what that world was like. And it was a world away. For him to have driven to Montreal would have taken an entire day. And so one day he made it to Montreal and he became a successful lawyer. And now he's at those games. And he saw that everyone was dressed to the nines. And so now going to a game is far more casual, but my dad didn't care. My dad said, no, you're going to show your respect to the game. You're going to show your respect to the players. You're going to show your respect to the Montreal Canadiens by wearing a blazer. So we would always wear a blazer. And then I was in law school, and I introduced my dad to my friend Jean-Sébastien, who from Quebec City. And he had a quick phone call with my dad one day and getting to know my friend, who came from a similar upbringing from my dad. And my dad calls me up one day. He says, hey, I want you to drive in this weekend from Quebec City. I want to take you to the hockey game. I said, well, that's great. He said, well, actually, technically, you have to come because I want your friend Jean-Sébastien to come. And I said, why? He's like, well, I found out that he's never been to a Montreal Canadiens game. His parents sit around at home. They watch it on TV, just like I did when I was a kid on the radio, and I want him to experience it. And he'd been my friend for 3 years, and I didn't even know that he hadn't been to a Montreal Canadiens game. And so we surprised my friend. We got there. He cried when he saw the seats and he saw the ice for the first time. Then he called his parents afterwards. And while they were watching the game, knowing their son was at the game with the prime minister, they cried. So but this was all because my dad asked him a question that I, in my 3 years of friendship, never did.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That really speaks to your dad. Somebody said to me, what about Mr. Mulroney's legacy? And I said, you know what? Legacies are not instant. Memories are instant. Legacies take longer to develop. And your father's is going to be very, very positive. Ben, thank you so much for the time today. I'm looking forward very much to hearing your special Remembering Brian Mulroney, a family tribute with Ben Mulroney on our Chorus radio stations. And again, to you and your family, the deepest of condolences on the loss of your father.
Roy, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.